brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Video games were invented by the Pentagon in the 1970s. That's on record. These automated shooting ranges where paper targets with different human images would pop up to create instinctive shooting or dehumanize targets. Because in warfare, even very masculine, tough people don't like to kill folks right up close. A lot of people, about half of them on average, would hesitate bayoneting somebody at point blank range or shooting somebody in the head. But they learned by paper targets, it got it up to about 75% on average were willing to shoot. And now it's about 98% will kill somebody right up close because of video games. And Doom itself was a first-person shooter game developed for Pentagon desensitization. So it's a fact. Now, in almost all of these first-person shooter games, the main enemy is the militia. Sometimes there's other factions as well. You can pick factions you want to be part of in some of the games. But it's all part of the traitorous activity of Tom Clancy and Rainbow Six and all their globalist brainwashing. They are training to wage war against the American people. The entire Homeland Security grid is for that. Now, I want to hurry and get to all your calls now. The guy got me really upset bringing that up. Noah, you got the floor now for a couple of minutes, then we'll get Aaron's take, and we'll come back from break and go to war calls quickly. But again, break down what your son said to you, what happened. Say it all in one piece now. Go ahead.
Actually, it was my nephew, but what I was trying to say was I just have two more points, and I'll let you go. One of them is in the article, I think the guy that came up with this game, his last name was Sears. He was like the director. I don't remember his first name, but last name was Sears, and they were having quotes from him in there. And one of the quotes, I can't quote it verbatim, but he said, we're tired of the, you know, typical Arab or, you know, the typical Russian bad guy, so we wanted to do something different. And I thought, I mean, what is your deal, man? I mean, you're going to have these children getting this Christmas, and they're going to say, hey, man, if you're not with the Homeland Security and you're not, you know, they're gonna be having these children growing up to be the ones that fire on us, just like the ones I told my wife. I said, these are the same people that came out to defend the Penn State. I said, those kind of people are the same people that are going to be the ones. If anybody ever out there questions who's going to be firing on Americans, it's the ones playing this video game and the ones coming out to defend pedophiles. And the other point was...
Well, by the way, sir, that's only the cover. Oh, we just got the idea to make Rainbow Six about fighting militias. Bull. Listen, I cover this. I've been tracking this for more than 14 years with video games. All of these first-person shooter games have got a version, at least, where you fight American patriots. And again, you dovetail this with all the police manuals, with the internal manuals, the MIAC, the Homeland Security. This is a premeditated program. Do you happen to remember the name of the article? I mean, I guess it's the new issue of Game Informer breaking down Rainbow Six.
You flip to it. I mean, this is like a 6 or 7 or 8 page long, full-page colored.
And going further, it actually quotes Southern Poverty Law Center like, see, this is reality-based. We've got to train to kill these people that said foreign banks and the U.N. were going to take over because the U.N. and the foreign banks are taking over. This is so sick. I mean, again, we are the real Americans. We are the resistance. We are the people that did the research. We were right, and now they're training the Boy Scouts to take us on. They're training the military, the police. They've got citizen tattletale squads. They've got PSAs on TV saying don't even trust your best friend. This is the terrorist. This is the foreign banks. These are the criminals. God bless you, my friend. Aaron Dykes, take us out to break. What's your take on this?
Well, it's obviously a dehumanization tactic by the same general field that's trying to take us into this new world of cyborgs and high technology and entering, what you called earlier, the Matrix. And it's just sad. It's obviously going to brainwash a lot of people. You spend many more hours playing these video games than you do watching a movie or
a TV
program.
No one should buy this stuff for their kids. Your kids should be on the swim team, playing football, oil painting, hiking, whatever. You shouldn't be doing this garbage.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to go to the callers. Jason, Satara, Matt, Chris, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. As often happens when we take calls, and I should take more calls because it's always very informative, the last caller, Noah, took us down a very dark path, and I was actually aware of this with horror 2 weeks ago, but it shows how conditioned I am that I never even covered it because I'm so conditioned. Another of the myriad video games that brainwashed tens of millions of Americans and others have come out, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six, and I'm not just going off this from the caller. I've already watched the video game. I've already watched its trailers. You take on American patriots, American conservatives, American libertarians, and kill them. And you're a special team that kills the evil militias that are fighting the loving banks. The Southern Poverty Law Center is your advisor, and they're going to help you take on the American people. I mean, this is like a nightmare. If they told somebody in the 60s, there'll be things called video games where you simulate killing other Americans who don't want the UN to take over and who talk about a new world order. And now a new world order is being announced, a global government by the megabanks, bankrupting the planet as we told you they would by design. They're so arrogant they admit it's their plan. They've got the Explorer Scouts training to take on, quote, disgruntled veterans, and they admit it, the New York Times. They've got all these training manuals. The cops actually believe it. The cops actually get scared if they pull you over and find a pocket constitution. I've got a video of it from their own squad car in Road to Tyranny. They start literally freaking out. And it's like mind control. Are they like putting them on drugs or something? Somebody comes to you and says, we're going to deal with these people that are into liberty and freedom. And they talk about a new world order and global government. And then it all comes true. And then we're still the terrorists. We're still the bad guys. And you know, some of the public are like, I'm going to join with the new world order. They're my friends. I'm so thankful for them. Aaron, what do you think of this? I mean, this is such anti-freedom, anti-America brainwashing. You watch movies like Red Dawn that cover a fictitious Soviet takeover of the West Coast in the Northwest. And they take over the town. They brainwash people. They put up movie screens, you know, brainwashing people against liberty and promoting the Soviet system. They get kids to tattle on their parents. They do all the same stuff this criminal government's doing. And they're putting up telescreens saying, report on your neighbors. They're on TV saying, can't trust your best friend. Meanwhile, they are the terrorist on record working for foreign banks, destroying everything. I mean, now they're taking people's private bank accounts. And I guess if you don't like it, you're a terrorist. I mean, does America realize authoritarianism has come and the New World Order is the enemy, Aaron?
Well, I can only speculate exactly on what the motives are behind the propaganda and entertainment and video games and so forth. But I think on one level, it's kind of shifting the spectacle so that people who aren't paying attention sort of buy into the fantasy of it, even as it's becoming a reality. And meanwhile, people who read up on it and are against the issues, they just become numb to it because it's so in their face, even in the entertainment world. But what, you know, the story behind the story is, why are places like the Southern Poverty Law Center always quoted, always looked to as some authoritarian source when they know nothing? They have no real information. They're just trying to demonize broad sectors of the political spectrum.
Well, they were intimately involved in running Elohim City, where Oklahoma City was cooked up. It came out in federal documents. This is a very wicked globalist tool to demonize people that would stop the banker takeover. Remember, they said New World Order isn't real. Global banking takeover isn't real. It's insane. Cop killers talk about it. And now it's all out in the open, and they're like, okay, the global government's real, but it's loving. Let's, you know, torture is good. Secret arrest is good. This video game where the military hunts down the American gun owners and kills them, this is very good. The global system is here. Soon we'll purge America of those enemy John Wayne types. The freedom, we're so liberal. There's nothing liberal about them, but Aaron, expanding on this, I don't think they're going to get away with this. I mean, people are really waking up to them. I want to go to calls here, but I keep forgetting to plug something, how we fund our operation, but even more importantly, a great way to inform your friends, your family, your neighbors. We have an everything special running right now, which is all 18 of my films that are on DVD. 18 films on DVD. 18 of my films. Doesn't have the films I produce, like Burmese's Invisible Empire. That's separate. But 18 of my films, you can get your Christmas shopping done for, you know, all of these people. Have 18 different films. What is it? 16 different packages total, because a few of the films have multiple copies in them. And you can support us $99.95. It ends, of course, when Christmas comes up. $99.95, normally $360. It's a $260 discount. $99.95 in your purchase funds us. You know, we're not like Rainbow Six selling 30 million copies or whatever, saying kill the guys that want to keep their guns. Isn't it fun to murder them? You know, cops get in your way, kill them too. You're the New World Order. You can. You know, this is the type of people. This operation reaching tens of millions is able to do this because you've supported us. Get a Prison Planet.tv membership. I know we've got a lot of new members. A lot of people are sharing their passcodes right now. So a few times a day, it's hard to access PrisonPlanet.tv. I have people working around the clock, and we normally let folks share their passcode with six different people. We had to turn that down to three last night because we think that's part of the issue. We're trying to. It's not the server size. It's they're all logging in at once, and it's the software itself. So we're upgrading it right now. PrisonPlanet.tv, almost 9 years up and running. It's $5.95 a month. You can sign up right now for a year and get 5.5 months free. We have the Patriot special and the Info Warrior special. Those are all at PrisonPlanet.tv. We have a deal where you can get almost half off on a year and also get the DVDs with it. So all of that's up at PrisonPlanet.tv. But please support us and click on our sponsors at InfoWars.com. Aaron, are you ready to go to some more calls? But you know, that point you made is so key. that this is so many times we talk about things a decade ago and people go, that's in that new movie. You got that from that movie. And I'm like, no, no, no. The movie is imitating life. Life isn't imitating art. This is real. They're like, that's that new game. Whatever. Or, yeah, I simulated killing, you know, 5,000 militia right wingers. We're going to beat you. And these guys that play these games, this is really their life. And then 10 years from now, this is already happening. They'll be signed up to run actual combat mechs, armored tanks that deploy robots that they've already got with weapon systems. And then they'll be there blasting us in real life like little cowards in armored redoubts, armored compounds, just like everybody Weldon knows in the Air Force who were in maintenance of F-16s. They're being converted over to actually fly drones. It's all converting to this false reality where it's just mass murder and death. And now they admit the drones are going to be used against us. The combat robots are going to be used against us. The cowardly little thug Ritalin head kids are going to now be, you know, your local cop tech who sends a 18 wheeler that pulls up in front of your house. Six robots roll out the back, go in and murder you and your family. This is the New World Order sickening takeover, and I'm telling you, it's all coming. Everything, we told you what's coming, we told you what's breaking down, and don't say you haven't been warned. The bankers are going to take everything you got. They're going to inject you with cancer viruses. They're going to feed you deadly fluoride, and until you wake up to them, there's no hope. I'm telling you, folks, I'm here warning you. We got to turn this around now. Man, it's so insane. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Texas. Jason, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey,
I can't hear you. Sorry. Aaron, can you tell me what he's saying?
Yeah, so far he's just saying hello. Jason, you want to try to come through again here?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Barely. Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to tell you there's another game out there. I tried to call about it a few months ago. It's called Champions Online. And what it is, you start off in this American city that's getting attacked, and then it moves forward a few months, and the United Nations is there, the group called UNTIL, but it's an acronym that the UN stands for United Nations. And they actually hire you to do missions for them to kind of stabilize the area. And one of those missions is called Ending the Terror. And you actually go out and just, your mission is just to kill 200 hunter-patriots is what they're called. And that's your mission, is to go do that. And,
they're called hunters, the guys that wear camo. Oh, yeah. I mean, they have Shattered Union where you do that. The UN invades. But again, the bankers implode us and they bring in foreign troops. They've actually signed the agreements. I've been there at drills, covered my police state films, where the troops openly train with foreign troops to not just take our guns, but execute us. That's in Police State 2000. What do you think of this? I mean, other gamers you talk to, are they seeing through this anti-American New World Order garbage?
Well, I don't play games that much anymore. That was one that I was playing. But that's not even why I called. I was calling you. It's funny that you said that. It's just my memory. But I was wondering, have you ever thought about like a track type of pamphlet that you can hand out with just some hard hitting information on it and maybe a radio station on the back? I think that would be.
Yes. We need to put out some simple pamphlets, like pamphlet packets that are real cheap at cost, that just have basic facts for people. But again, how does that counter the glitz and sexiness of a murder simulation game where you kill the evil right winger hunters? Oh, evil deer hunters must be murdered. Evil patriots. But no, that's a great idea, sir.
All right, Al. Well, we love you, man. Appreciate you being a voice, sir.
I appreciate you. Listen, all I know is I've been to urban warfare drills where they train to take our guns with foreign troops and admit it's for America. Let's talk to Celterra in Florida. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex DeTerra here. Nice. Thanks for taking the call. You know, historically, as I've been listening to you, you know, the beautiful part about what you're doing is that you not only bring in the bad, but you also say, you know, there's evil and there's good and it has to be in balance. And that's kind of what I wanted to bring up a little bit today, because I've been practicing integrative medicine for 30 years. And a couple of weeks ago, I went to a international conference on bioenergetic medicine and caught some incredible information on how people are healing cancer and doing things that are bringing them back to normal. Like one of the major guys talking was a doc who was special forces doc. His name was Rashid Buttar. And, you know, he would keep these terrorists alive, or the people they were, you know, they go to do pickups from, you know, special forces, and he'd be there to keep the the people
stay
that are
there. I want to hear more about this.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Got this report from Carlsbad I want to air and get into the receivership of different property. And then, of course, we'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., back Monday. I'll be back live, of course, Monday here. We got a lot of other informative guests coming up. But it's all accelerating right now, as we told you. Going back to the gentleman who was at the health conference there in Florida, you were bringing up the special forces doctor. Please continue.
Yeah, his name is Dr. Rashid Buttar. And he'd keep these people who were held hostages that were extracted by special forces, keep them alive in order to get them home. And he's a real hero in terms of what he did. He came home, and his 7-year-old had a round of vaccines, and he became autistic. and it totally crushed him and his world.
See how he served the system, but notice they didn't give him the memo on the vaccines that they know full well have been doing this for 50 years. We've gone from 1 in 25,000 with autism to 1 in 58. Cancers, they're doing it on purpose. All you people that serve the system, it is using you. It will destroy you. You can't join the New World Order. I'm sorry, finish your point.
Yeah, well, no problem. It's just the fact that he went through and got information, studied toxicology, healed his son through integrative medicine, getting out the poisons and the metals. In fact, I had an opportunity to talk to Dr. Tenpenny myself a couple of years back specifically about this issue and just how, you know, we as Americans can get up to speed with what they're doing and how to stay healthy with simple things like homeopathy, simple things like nutrition and herbs, and as you say, staying away from fluoride to heal the body. And so the conference provided a wealth of information from people around the cutting edge. In fact, Dr. Buttar put out a book called The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. And so
let's get Dr. Buttar on The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Good to hear from you. Got to jump. Aaron, what's your take on what he was just talking about?
Well, there's all kinds of stuff that they don't seem to want regular American people to use. I mean, just entering into the vitamin world has revealed to me that there's a lot of stuff we could be using to our advantage, but instead they push these GMOs on us. I mean, I don't know very much in particular about.
By the way, Aaron, you've got to let me use you as a poster boy for what health does, because, and especially the longevity you've been taking. Because, folks, look at Aaron. Look at him. We've got to do a before and after. How many pounds have you lost the last 3-4 months exercising and doing longevity, but also other healthy things?
Yeah, who would have known? Diet and exercise. But, a significant amount. I don't know exactly how much.
Well, it's a lot. I mean, and you weren't like, you were a little, you know, plubby like me, and I've lost a bit, but you have really kicked butt. I mean, I just want to commend you, Aaron, for what you've done. It's a great example. You're a great example to all of us. Because I've been trying to get healthy, and I challenged Aaron to get healthy, and he just said, okay, and totally kicked my hind in. So, Aaron, challenge me now. Call me a wimp. I'm serious.
Yeah, you're one of the biggest wimps I know, Alex. But, you know, overall, it really is about kind of extracting ourselves from that system that's been built up, if you want to call it the beast system or the New World Order system or whatever. I mean, whether everything from watching TV to getting healthy to getting off the couch. I mean, I was brought up in that system watching TV. I've tried to cut down. I don't watch television anymore. I've tried to pull myself into the healthy realm.
Well, if you do watch TV, watch what we watch now, like 10-hour terrorism history documentaries.
Oh, yeah, you learn a lot more from that type of programming, especially if you're already partially aware and you can analyze things. But, yeah, still just getting away from that system and building your own life apart from what comes in a top-down manner from the controlled media and, well, you know how it works.
We shouldn't be eating food that comes in processed boxes. You shouldn't be watching more than an hour of television a day. You shouldn't be not exercising. I mean, they want us in a matrix. They're trying to shut down farms and ranches for a reason. They don't want us living like natural humans. They want us in their modern cages. Matt in Minnesota, you're on the air, then we'll talk to Chris in Montana. Go ahead, Matt.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I would like to bring up the fact that I got right here in Minnesota, you know, we got the big Mall of America, and I got a friend of mine who actually works in maintenance, so, you know, they just do general cleanup throughout the whole mall, and he was talking about how they must have had some sort of meeting or whatever where they were discussing actually having the TSA doing, you know, just random checks throughout the mall. I don't know if that necessarily means, like, at the door or just randomly walking.
Let me stop you. We're going to have to come back to you here. I already have this internally, and TSA's put out promo videos where it shows them in malls and at sports stadiums. But, yes, Mall of America has the telescreens going in. I don't know if they're in yet. And, yes, they're going to be the first place where the TSA grabs your daughter's genitals and your wife's breast. And then you say, well, I just won't go to Mall of America. Now it's going to be on the highway. What specifically did your friend say?
Well, he just said that they were getting ready to start having them do. See, I'm not sure if they're going to be at the doors or if they're just going to be walking around in, like, general security. But he said that they were definitely
there. Goon forces. No, they're going to be at the door. They're going to get their hands on you. They're not going to tell the school groups going there and stuff. And the pedophiles are going to have fun. We'll be right back. You know, they hire them because they're pedophiles, but at the same time, it's about training to be a slave.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I've got a bunch of video reports, and we're going to air some of them tonight on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central, with Aaron Dykes hosting. I also know Mike Adams is going to be hosting. Actually, I think it's Mike Adams tonight, isn't it? And then it's Aaron Dykes next week until I get back in town on Wednesday. But I do want to finish up with a few of your phone calls. And we have a caller on hold. I want to have him finish the story that he was just telling. But I was just looking during the break at one of the videos I just posted. Police nanny state report from entrance of Carlsbad Cavern. And there's a comment here. He says, I went to the airport to see my sister board a flight to California to be deployed to Afghanistan again. As they checked us in at the door, a 55-year-old man grabbed my sister's breast, and I told him not to touch me, so I was griped out and was thrown out. Yeah, now they're going to start the checkpoints out at the entrance of the airport and then at the parking garage, because the terrorists could attack anywhere, and then out on the highway, and then at the mall, and then at your house, because they could hide anywhere. I mean, there could be a terrorist. There could be a terrorist through that green door behind me. There could be a terrorist over there. I mean, they could be anywhere. Only government could keep me safe from this omnipresent, invisible enemy. Oh, but it's not the Arab terrorist. It's the right winger. They mean the real right winger or the patriot who understands things and who's done their research. Finishing up with Matt in Minnesota. So, yes, I've seen them say they're going to be in all the malls. First saw this 5 years ago. And the FBI's called for it. And yes, first they're just going to be there and search your bags, just like the airport. But then they admit it's going to move on to breast grabbing, genital grabbing. And you're like, well, I just won't go to the malls. They're going to do it on the side of the highway. And they know in actuaries you're going to resist a certain number. You will then be called the terrorist, you see. And they don't care if there's going to be a big shooting war with 150 million gun owners. If 1 million fight back, less than 1% fight back, that's an unstoppable army. They want to wreck the whole country. They want the gun owners to have shootouts with pot-bellied TSA and cops and military and all these steroided-out people. It's all part of just wrecking everything, just wrecking it. They're taking Salente's bank account now just to freak everybody out, and they're going to take millions more. It's just all part of breaking the will. It's all part of the flaunting. Go ahead and finish your point up. So your buddy's involved in the overall maintenance and things, and specifically at Mall of America. Tell us what he told you. And then I'd like to know if he'd like to be able to get in contact with us clandestinely and come on the show or give us more info. But, well, I guess that's terrorism, letting a radio host know about TSA groping. Please continue.
All right. Yeah, basically that's just what he had said. His supervisor had told him that they were getting ready to continue. You're about to roll that out. But the other point I wanted to bring up when you got to mentioning the guns and the Second Amendment is I stay in Minneapolis, so it's Hennepin County here. And they did something, you know, really weird. I was registered to own weapons. I had bought an assault rifle, and I had gotten a DUI, and the rifle was in the trunk of my vehicle. And upon the DUI search, you know, they found the rifle, you know, safe, secure location, unloaded, no problem. But several weeks later, I received papers in the mail for a charge for a felon in possession of a firearm. So long story short, they used a juvenile felony that I had gotten when I was about 15 to call me a felon.
Yeah, let me stop you. The law and the court rulings say they can't do that. But they don't care now. They're taking people's Second Amendment for DWIs. They're taking the Second Amendment when your wife files for divorce, they come and confiscate your guns for no reason. The Supreme Court ruled they can't do that. They don't care. This is a lawless, crook government. Doesn't mean the average person in it's a crook, but they go along with it. And folks, America has cancer. Like the Nazis had it in Germany, you know, the Germans did with the Nazis or the Soviets with the whole system. We've got this. And folks, if we don't have a come to Jesus moment and admit how bad it is, there's no getting out of here. I got to go to this video here in a few minutes, but God bless you. You should, most local lawyers will sell you out, but that was a false deal they did to you, and you need to fight that. That's a fraud. I am an expert in that area, and I've had constitutional lawyers on to break it down as well. Chris in Montana, and then we're out of time here. We got to go to this report on the UN takeover and police state takeover of America, where you can't even film the wildlife at national parks because it violates the animals' rights. That's not in this report. That's something I forgot to point out that they told us. But go ahead, Chris.
What a previous caller said about pamphlets, that's one of the things that I would love to have get my hands on would be something that outlines all the presidential candidates to give to people. I think that would be a great tool to show people why to vote for Ron Paul.
Well, Ron Paul's starting to get in first or second place, depending on the poll, in New Hampshire and places in Iowa. The system's scared. All of their attempt to shut him down has not worked. He's got a good chance to win the nomination. There's going to be election fraud, but if we absolutely turbocharge, it's going to be hard for him to do it. Anything else?
No, that was it.
Well, thank you for holding, sir, to bring us that information. I want to thank Aaron Dykes for hosting the show. We're going to play this video and then an audio of myself at Carlsbad Caverns. This is the aftermath video. I shot three or four others that we're going to play clips of tonight, interspersed with this on the nightly news as it was happening. But, I mean, Carlsbad Caverns, I was here 6 years ago, one of the biggest caverns in the world. It's a true wonder. Blows anything I've ever seen away. So I keep coming back here. And they just treat you like trash. It's about letting you know you're garbage, and more they're trying to restrict people's access to most areas at national parks, and that's now happened here as well. And they lectured us basically about that. So here's this report, then we'll go to break. Come back, and Aaron will give you examples of how the UN's taking land around the world that was put into these UN biospheres as collateral to the banksters. The banksters are loan shark criminals, the big six mega banks. They are involved in a scorched earth, total world government takeover plan. And the name of this video is There Is No Escape from the Police State. Please get it out to everybody. You don't know how long we'll have the internet as we do now. They're moving ahead with all the censorship bills. I also want to say great job to the crew. If you believe in the info we're putting out, want to help get this warning to others, please tell your email list, your Facebook, everything, your Twitter about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the YouTube channel, the 15-day free trial at PrisonPlanet.tv, and more. Okay, here's a little nine-minute report, one of many we'll be filing from the road. Please stay with us.
Why does government want to go after Amish people selling their neighbor's milk? Why are they harassing organic farmers? Why are they trying to arrest women with gardens in their yard? You've seen all that craziness, worse than the old Soviet Union. Because the global technocrats, the Fortune 100, owned by the big six megabanks, want to shut down normal, human, self-sufficient society. And to do it, to shut down true independent sustainability, they bring in the counterfeit UN Agenda 21 sustainability. Now, here's an example of this on the wide scale. Look at Greece. You've seen the news articles about all these hundreds of Greek islands. They have hundreds of them, some of which have now been transferred for $6 billion in debt, one island alone, that were owned by the state and the people, have been given to the big mega banks and brokerage firms that actually induced Greece into debt. Do you understand that? They're taking their national and state parks and public lands and giving it to the same big brokerage firms that entice their government to get involved in all this fraud and to sign on to the derivatives that they created. So to bail out the bankers, you then also give them your property. So back in 97, I learned about the executive order Bill Clinton had put into place, transferring our national parks and other key monuments and public lands and buffer zones worth trillions of dollars overall, the minerals, everything, over to the UN as collateral to the IMF and World Bank, just as you see happen in third world countries where the IMF World Bank come in and take the land. We had the executive order. We had the Kentucky legislature talking about it. I traveled around the country, and I would pull into the Grand Canyon, you name it, and politely walk in and say, I'd like to talk about the UN plaque. I'd like to talk about what's happening. And they would blow up and threaten to arrest me. And that's on tape at the Grand Canyon and other places in America, as by design. So I've decided to travel back across the Southwest and visit some of the same national parks and some others that I hadn't visited in that film, like Carlsbad Caverns here in southern New Mexico. And that's why InfoWars.com, InfoWars Nightly News, is here. That's why we're covering this information. Now, I came here several times as a child. I came here in college. I came here 6 years ago with my wife and two children. Now I have a third child. I wanted her to see it. Before she gets too big, we're here again as part of this research project. I brought my family along on the RV. From the minute we get here, it's changed since 6 years ago. I'm going to run over just some of it, because one thing alone is not a big deal. But as it added and built up, Richard kept saying, well, wonder what's going to happen next. We walk in, and I see some of the park rangers with tasers and guns walking around, the old tough guy, like they're in an airport or something, and terrorists must be everywhere. Okay? So I think, well, whatever. You know, maybe they're Forest Service or something. I don't know why they need guns and tasers, but okay. Everything's okay in America. Same visitor center I've been to many times, the elevator ride down, 800 feet and all of it. So then I go up to the counter, and I go up, and I was wondering why there was one group ahead of us and why it took so long to get them through. I thought, man, these people are slow. So I get up there. There's hardly any tourists here today. There's literally more park rangers than there are tourists. I probably saw 40 or 50 total, about 20 at one time. So I get up there, and I find out why. I'm being interrogated. I'm being told rules. And I'm being asked if I've ever been in mine shafts or caves recently and where. And I said, no, 6 years ago here. I thought it was small talk, but she was asking it real stern, like I was, you know, TSA or something. She was TSA, and I was at the airport. And I said, no, I told you I'm here 6 years ago. And she goes, really? Not anywhere on the East Coast or anywhere there. And I said, no. I said, I've been here the last cave. Well, where are what other caves you been to? One in Mexico one time, a decade ago or more, a couple around Texas. What caves in Texas? I don't remember the names. And I was like, what's this all about? She goes, you don't worry about that. Here's your tickets. And then I went and asked another ranger, and I said, is it that white-nosed fungus stuff? And he said, yeah. And my mom's so educated, she goes, so informed, she goes, but the Mexican brown bat isn't susceptible to that. And he goes, wow, how do you know that? But the point is, then we walk past that, and a ranger waves the kids over. I'm like, oh, thank God, a nice ranger. He wants to talk to the kids. And he goes, hi, do you know what animal this is? He has a table out. We're trying to go to the elevators. Couldn't get past these people. He wanted his pound of flesh. And so he holds up a white-tailed deer and a puma and shows us a puma skull. And then he goes, one last thing. And he holds up a map of the park underground. And he says, 90% of this is off-limits to humans. That's for the animals. Animals need a place, too. I'm like, oh, God, does it never end, this anti-human brainwashing? 90%+ of the planet's totally untouched. The globalists are the ones destroying the environment. They got a fake environmentalism to grab property and control. But I didn't say that. I'm like, thank you, because we need to get through the park and get on the next leg of our investigative journey, as my children are basically apprenticing with me. I'm like, thank you. So then we walk out and go down to the natural entrance, because you can't just take the elevators down if you're lazy. And there's another one comes slinking over, and he says, no gum, no food, no this and that. Don't talk. It disturbs the animals and the people. The lecturing continued and continued. I said, thank you. And he was all kind of creeping around, acting weird. And I'm like, God, this is horrible. Now, remember, I've been here at least four times before. This hadn't happened. So then we walk down into the cave, and 100 yards in, there's a camera and a sign that says, cave watch. If you see anything illegal, call this number. 3030 and have the code. Before, those were there if you slipped and fell or needed help or whatever. Now it's tattle on people and cameras everywhere, hidden up in cave crevices. And this goes on and on. And we don't see any of the park rangers. We get down to the bottom, 800 feet down, and they're all there bossing people around and stuff. I talked to some. They were a little bit nice. Then I went and got back on the elevator where they have a little gift shop down at the bottom, went back up to the top. I got back off, saw more park rangers with guns and tasers. My family walked in the bathroom. I turned around, and the guy goes, sir, did you just come in? Because you need to buy a ticket right now, or this is the last 5 minutes to buy a ticket. But he kind of said it like, I was like, okay, thank you. No, I've already been down. Thank you. And it's just this oppressive culture of the American people are bad. The American people can't be trusted. Only government is good. They've got new Homeland Security ads in Denver that are airing and training manuals that Paul Watson wrote about yesterday where they say even your best friend can't be trusted. They could be a terrorist. Really, what about the government caught shipping drugs into the country? What about the government caught beating people to death? What about the government letting big mega banks rob people and putting their people in as federal regulators? What about all these other companies taking people's bank accounts like MF Global? I mean, what about that? See, this is about us learning to be perps, us learning to be criminals, us learning that we're bad, we have guilt, we're evil. And it just went on and on. There was a bunch of other nanny state stuff. So many, I had to write it down. But again, this part, 90%, is off limits to you. In the final equation, if they discovered this cave like they did 100-and-something years ago today, they would guaranteed not let it be open to the public. There are already caves they found in the U.S., Canada, France, and other areas that are huge that they just say are off-limits, vital biosphere area. It's all about treating us. We have no rights. We're scum. We're trash. We have no value. And the government is there with the big mega banks to basically pick up the garbage and throw it away. That's what's going on. And more, I mean, I've gone to state parks where they're super rude. Aaron Dykes tried to go to a state park, McKinney Ruffs, with his girlfriend a few weeks ago. And he said they interrogated him. Nice, clean-cut guy, nice, clean-cut girlfriend. They interrogated him like he'd done something wrong. He said, is anybody else hiding in the car? It's like when you go rent a car, they interrogate you. Where are you going? What are you doing? Oh, really? Who are you visiting? It all goes in a Patriot Act database. And this is all fact. I mean, this is like Stasi East Germany or something. So I wanted to follow this boil down before I also post the videos we shot in there today inside the cave and that cover some of what we just broke down here. But it's just all off the charts. So here's kind of a final boil down before I post all the pieces that were shot live inside the cave. Again, I'm Alex Jones signing off from the Southwest. I'll be reporting throughout the weekend and next week. You'll see our reports posted at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. Thank you for watching.
And there you have it. As Alex pointed out, he has other videos on the Alex Jones channel. He's going to be back live on Monday But a little tip, keep in mind, he loves posting those little videos on the Alex Jones channel throughout the time he's away. So look for those over the weekend. And again, we're going to cover those tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. And as you heard him point out, it is an Agenda 21 takeover in part, but it's also allowing the various global interests like the United Nations to have these parklands as collateral. And there's a great documentary, the Ken Burns one, on the National Park System. Very beautiful parks, not knocking the park system, but you could see the worship of the robber barons and the particular role they had in developing these parks and ultimately in having a say in who controls them at the end of the day. I've seen, well, we'll get into it on the other side. I'll tell my story of visiting a state park and being interrogated, ask TSA-style questions, and I'll also talk about the larger system. For example, Greece was selling some of its publicly owned islands to billionaires to help pay off the debt. We'll get into that. InfoWars.com. Stay tuned. Tonight, the InfoWars Nightly News.
Optics Planet, the go-to store for everything tactical, military, survival, and hunting, has redefined member privileges with a new exclusive online store featuring discounts too large to show the public. Optics Planet is proud to present DVOR.com. That's DVOR.com. DVOR is a members-only store with limited-time deals, not normally found at Optics Planet. We're talking 3 days or less. We're talking exclusive. We're talking up to 90% savings on the gear you want and need. DVOR.com. Are you a member yet? The prices on DVOR are so low our vendors won't let them be posted publicly, so you have to sign up to see the deals. Now through December 23rd, use the coupon code RADIO to save $10 off your first purchase at DVOR.com, or use the coupon code GCN to save 5% off most purchases at OpticsPlanet.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
On the Alex Jones Show, I'm Aaron Dykes. Alex has left the building, but he'll be back again live Monday. And just remember to tune in for his live iPhone video reports throughout the weekend as well. Those will also be posted on InfoWars.com, as is the Drudge Red Link story. Sprint launches soon to be mandatory emergency alert messages. You heard how the government not only wants to take over radio and TV, but also internet and mobile phone communications. And there's also breaking news about the Supreme Court's plan to block government collection of DNA, at least in one state. We're going to cover that and more tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, but also the story of the general takeover of parks and wildlife across the country. And again, I visited a state park in Texas that was McKinney Falls State Park, and they immediately demanded my zip code, started asking questions, me and my girlfriend, asked if we're hiding anyone else in the car and if we were trying to duck out of extra payments and stuff. We didn't do anything but try to come see the park, and that's just the kind of treatment, TSA-style treatment, you can now expect when you come to these places. At the same time, I've been very interested in Alex's documentary, America Destroyed by Design. That was the first one he did about the United Nations takeover of national parks. And I had a suspicion that there were many state parks that also fell under that jurisdiction. It's true. I found the list. I know people like Monteith have covered it before. And I looked, and many of the state parks I'm familiar with and love happen to be United Nations held and operated, as are a large portion of the wildlife refugees and other things in Texas. I checked Texas. There's listings for the whole country. I'm going to try to get a hold of that list, and we'll cover some of that also on the InfoWars Nightly News tonight. Special reports all week long there as Alex continues to bring you live coverage from the road. Throughout the week, InfoWars is doing so much. Now, just remember, Greece started putting up island land for sale to private rich individuals to help save the economy, including many of the most well-known tourist areas and other government-held islands. This was reported in the London Guardian and other papers back in June of 2010. There's a parallel there with the United Nations takeover of U.S. parks and wildlife, as there is here with islands that are very important to Greece, its whole history, and its tourism economy, now being really just doled out to private billionaires and others who can own the island, use it for profit, or keep it for themselves, keeping people away. There is that rewilding plan going on. Just some of the stuff we're going to cover. But tune in for the rebroadcast. Alex Jones talked to Gerald Celente, the latest on the MF Global swindle scandal. What will happen to people like John Corzine? Will they target him for any potential improprieties? More coverage of the naked puppet president and other naked emperors across the world. And, of course, the technocratic takeover of Europe between the new monetary vehicle they plan to put above all European sovereignty, as well as the open introduction of people like Super Mario Monti and other Bilderberg technocrats openly imposing austerity on Europe. Obviously, this will also have consequences for the rest of the world. So we're going to continue to cover that stuff as it breaks and tune into this rebroadcast, share it with your friends and family. And Alex talked about the incredible DVD and PrisonPlanet.tv specials we have going on now through the holidays. And if you're ever going to buy the physical DVDs, I think that's the best time. There's nothing like getting a nicely packaged, good-looking product for people who are your friends and family to say, what is this? What is this documentary? That's how you get them to check it out. Also, the UN and Bill Gates pushing HPV vaccines on poor nations. We'll cover that all tonight. Stay tuned for retransmission and more. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.